is listening to us.
I know.
Well?
Well, what?
Shouldn't we get rid of them?
It's a human. Just a human. It's
shoo,
in...
Shoo! Go! There's nothing for you here.
It's in their nature to listen. To be curious about us. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, fine. I suppose we'll leave it be for now. But just this once.
Just this once is always, every time.
Yes. I know this, but it's also just this once. Oh, honey. Don't play with a poor thing like that.
Like what? I did nothing of the sort.
I don't believe you.
You don't? I'm hurt. I am emotionally injured to my core.
Oh, I'll injure you to the core if you want me to. That's it. Feel the air in your lungs. Relax. Everything is inside of something. Everything is outside of everything.
Slow. Slow.
Pressure comes, pressure goes. It's as fickle as the universe it creates and destroys. Always.
Not now.
You've got it now.
Yes. Yes.
Someone is listening to us.
I know.
Well?
Well, what? What made you become such a little pervert?
No, it's not a pervert.
Do you enjoy this? Listening to others?
Maybe it is a pervert.
No, don't worry. It's not your fault. You are a product of your environment, of your knowledge, your experiences, your beliefs, your desires. From the first day you came into this world, the things around you have constantly shaped who you are as a person. Every decision you've ever been faced with has felt like yours, like you were choosing. But each time was affected by a thousand factors from over the course of your lifetime, most of which you've forgotten about already. Ideas. Ideas are nothing more than chemical reactions. Knowledge is the raw ingredient. Everything you've ever done is predetermined. Not by God or fate, but by everything in your life you didn't control. And everything you thought you did. Just as you can't go back and change what you ate for breakfast on the first day of first grade. Well, you can't go forward and change what you ate for breakfast on your last day alive. In this way, you can only be a pervert in as much as the world around you is perverted. The moment we are born is the moment we die.
I want you so badly. I could die for you.
I I don't believe we've met before.
Yet we've spent immortality together.
Would you like to dance?
Must we? We already know where this goes, how it ends.
Which is precisely why we must dance. I want you so badly. I could kill you.
Look at your past closely enough, and everything breaks down. How would you have acted differently had you gotten enough sleep the night before? Would you have smiled at her if you weren't afraid of a piece of your dinner being stuck in your teeth? Look at the world from far enough away, and everything breaks down. 7 billion people each thinking they have free will, as they're being controlled by their present environment and past experience. The simple mind would call this chaos. The simple mind forgets that even atoms are organized systems. Positive and negative charges attract. Matter clings to other matter. Your lover's mouth on yours sends messages that follow nerves to make your skin tingle. Everything is attraction. Lust is the natural order of things. Life is lust. Want, mortal. Desire. There's a reason that the orgasm is called a little death. Struggle. Get away. Get away. There is no getting away. I need to be inside you. This makes sense. Desire, submission, subversion. The taboo of a man being fucked in the ass is the result of billions of years of evolution. But then again, so is the strap-on dildo. Shouldn't we get rid of them?
It's a human. Just a human. It's
shoo,
in...
Shoo! Go! There's nothing for you here.
It's in their nature to listen. To be curious about us. There's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm.
Someone is listening to us.
I know.
Well?
Well, what?
Fine.